flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A set of pardons for peaceful pro-life protesters who were prosecuted by the Biden administration for exercising their First Amendment rights.
Do you know how many?
I believe it's 23, sir.
23 people were prosecuted. They should not have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
So Will Scharf, they're presenting the executive order, or I guess the pardon, for those individual pro-life protesters, according to Fox News, convicted under the FACE Act during Joe Biden's administration. The activists were pardoned just ahead of the March for Life demonstration in D.C. that is taking place today. When asked about the pardon, he explained that it was disgraceful what happened. Donald Trump did. We just heard him say that. There are 24 names on this list of people who have received this pardon. In addition to those pro-life protesters, Donald Trump has also extended pardons to the January 6th defendants, the Silk Road founder, Ross Ulbricht. That's an interesting conversation as well. But that March for Life is taking place today. And J.D. Vance was a guest to speak at this event right now. And I want to listen into, we haven't heard this because it was kind of happening while we started the show. So let's dip in and see some of what J.D. Vance had to say.
It's giving his first public address since being sworn in as vice president back on Monday. Let's listen in.
Pregnancy or the prospect of one react not with joy, but with concern. They wonder how can they afford it? What will it mean for their education, their career, their relationship, or their family? And I know how many of you in this crowd have devoted immeasurable time and resources to help answer those questions and to lend a hand to young people facing a moment of desperation. But by and large, our society, our country, has not yet stepped up in the way you have. And our government certainly has failed in that important responsibility. We failed a generation not only by permitting a culture of abortion on demand, but also by neglecting to help young parents achieve the ingredients they need to live a happy and meaningful life. A culture of radical individualism took root, one where the responsibilities and joys of family life were seen as obstacles to overcome, not as personal fulfillment or personal blessings. Our society has failed to recognize the obligation that one generation has to another is a core part of living in a society to begin with. So let me say very simply, I want more babies in the United States of America. More happy children in our country, and I want beautiful young men and women who are eager to welcome them into the world and eager to raise them. And it is the task of our government to make it easier for young moms and dads to afford to have kids, to bring them into the world, and to welcome them as the blessings that we know they are here at the March for Life. how it should be easier to raise a family, easier to find a good job, easier to build a home to raise that family in, easier to save up and purchase a good stroller, a crib for a nursery. We need a culture that celebrates life at all stages, one that recognizes and truly believes that the benchmark of national success is not our GDP number or our stock market, but whether people feel that they can raise thriving and healthy families in our country. And that brings me back to where we stand today. Earlier this week, President Donald J. Trump stood in the Capitol Rotunda and took the oath of office, becoming not just the 45th, but now the 47th president of the United States. And I know all of you helped. With the inauguration on Monday, our country faces the return of the most pro-family, most pro-life American president of our lifetimes. Now, this is the man who delivered on his promise of ending Roe, giving us a monumental, earth-shattering decision in Dobbs. The man who appointed hundreds of pro-life judges dedicated to defending the constitutional liberties of all Americans. And the man who supported pro-family policies like doubling the child tax credit, which happened during his first administration and which we're going to do so much more on in the second administration. Now he's back and we're going to do it again. Now, yesterday, President Trump issued a strong endorsement of the Born Alive Abortion Act, ensuring that those babies who survived botched abortions enjoy the equal protection under law, which is the obligation of every citizen to enjoy in this country. With his return to office, no longer will the federal government direct FBI raids on the homes of people like Mark Houck and other Catholic and Christian activists who are fighting for the unborn every single day. And no longer will our government throw pro-life protesters and activists, elderly, grandparents, or anybody else in prison. It stopped on Monday, and we're not going to let it come back to this country. Instead, and I know you all saw the news, the 47th president has already issued pardons to those unjustly imprisoned. And I want to be clear that this administration stands by you, we stand with you, and most importantly, we stand with the most vulnerable and the basic principle that people exercising the right to protest on behalf of the most vulnerable should never have the government go after them ever again.
J.D. Vance speaking earlier on the National Mall at the March for Life. I was just kind of taken aback a little bit when he's talking about how this Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, what they want is babies. They want babies in America. They want families in America. They want to focus on creating an environment and a culture in America where families are celebrated, where children are celebrated, where the idea of having children is celebrated. That is such a basic statement and such a contrast to where we have been. And is when I think to myself, okay, you're making this part of your speech because you want to make a point. Is it necessary to make a point that in the United States of America, we're going to focus on the family once again? No pun intended. We're going to invest in the idea of having children and raising children in an environment that is a great environment. Do we really need to say that out loud? And gosh darn it, we do.
Yeah, we do. This is a great role for Vance to be playing, too, because Donald Trump, you've seen him. You know what his priorities are. He's been president before. J.D. Vance has never been the vice president before. He is a family man. We know his background. They made movies about him. He is out there making this an issue in the first week of their presidency. This is fantastic, and it's a good role for him.
Yeah, I think it is. It's kind of interesting to hear him read from a teleprompter, too, like that in that setting. He's done it on the campaign, but once you're doing a campaign stump speech enough, you get the flow of it. You know the lines. You deliver the lines from place to place, and it kind of can change based on the feel of the room and the location and everything, but you get good at that. This is different. This is a specific speech for a specific place in front of a lot of people. And it'll be interesting to me to see how he develops that skill over the course of his time as vice president. If he's speaking at the March for Life in 2028, I'd be interested to compare notes on his delivery, his energy there. I think he did a great job, but I really believe the sincerity of what he is delivering.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump picked him, is that you believe that when he says, this is our goal, this is our agenda, that he's going to follow through with that and that he believes it.
I wasn't a pro J.D. Vance for vice president person. And when Trump picked him, I thought, okay.
I remember texting you that day.
Yeah.
And saying, really? J.D. Vance? Because he was, I'm going to say he was off the radar, but he was just not the front runner. And when he was picked, the only view of him we had was that he was a rabble-rouser senator. And we thought, oh, okay.
And he had called Trump Hitler.
Well, that, a long time ago, yeah. And that's all we really knew, is that this was his background. As you've gotten to know J.D. Vance, you're like, he seems like a guy.
What's the best word to describe him? Normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really normal.
And then the weirdest guy in the Midwest. Governor Walz. This is not a joke. Is his first name Tim?
Yes.
Yes.
Mike Walz is the congressman, right?
Waltz.
I forgot his first name. The weirdest guy in the Midwest. It could be a movie. Comes out before he gets picked to be the vice presidential candidate on the Kamala Harris ticket. It's like, you know what J.D. Vance is? He's weird. Well, now I understand why you thought he was weird. The contrast was stark. There's definitely some ground to cover on the weird to normal scale between Walz and J.D. Vance. But it took us a minute to realize who was actually on which end of the spectrum. Yeah. Not long.
Yeah, Tim Walz.
Maybe 60
get
seconds.
Up there. You know what I find weird? The nuclear family, huh?
He didn't have to open his mouth. It was the moment he walked on stage and he was doing the jazz hands. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
But he's a Midwesterner, Brad.
With flannel.
He's just like us.
He's a man's man.
He's a man's man.
He hunts.
He is exactly like you.
When I saw Walz,
I was like, man, that dude is weird like Wiggins.
Other than the fact that he's from Minnesota.
Could be a movie.
Weird like Wiggins. It's the sequel to Bend It Like Beckham.
Or a TGIF sitcom.
Nah, I think we'll go with a soccer film.
Weird like Wiggins.
Where I learned to play soccer, because I'm not that great at it. And Tim Walz also isn't that great, but he's teaching me.
Didn't he coach football?
Yeah, but this is a soccer movie now. So that's what we're going to do.
That's the creative. That's
the
creative liberty.
I mean,
What do Americans love more than football? Let's do soccer.
Look, vampires had their moment, and they're out now. Soccer's really in.
I would put
vampires
in.
So you just
got to
go with the flow.
I would just throw Kamala in the background, just be like, oh, no.
Wait a minute. A vampire soccer crossover film?
Vampire Kamala?
Ooh. What if we find out at the end everybody in the movie was vampires except for me, and that's why I couldn't learn soccer.
And why they thought you were weird.
Yeah.
Not coming to a theater near you.
Why are we always playing soccer at night? I can't see any of these people in the mirror.
We got to take a break. I'm very tempted to do a vampire voice, and it really shouldn't be done. I really want to do it. Let's go. Go to break. Ask us anything. And mine's just going to sound like Count Jocula. So don't ask us to do vampire voices and ask us anything. Next question when we come back. Get your questions in. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. What has been your favorite Trump action so far? Pardons, border security, transparency, disclosures, and ending DEI. We need your vote. We need your comment. And we need your questions on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next question. It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, I got the first one. Are you guys old men ready?
What did you say?
She called us old.
Just are you guys old men ready?
I said, are you old men ready? Yeah. Are you old men ready?
Yeah, we are.
Are you old men ready?
I can't answer that question.
Brad was happy to.
Yes.
He's having a good time today.
So, today's the husband's birthday.
Your husband.
Mm-hmm. The probably husband. Some other husbands, but specifically and especially mine.
Okay.
42. What does a 42-year-old want for their birthday?
Ooh, that's tough.
Well.
Do you want a thing? Do you want a gift? Do you want a surprise gift? Do you want practical? Do you want something that you would never buy for yourself? Like, what does the 42-year-old dude want, especially when you're talking about like getting gifts from specifically your wife or your kids and all that stuff? What do you want?
I would want something practical that I would never buy for myself.
If it's practical, why wouldn't you buy it for yourself?
Because maybe it's more expensive than you want and you've found a way to work around it without getting it.
Okay, like give me an example specific to Brad.
Well, okay, specific to Brad.
And then like, I'll tell Terry later.
Yeah. maybe like, I don't know, this sounds practical to me at least because I play enough golf, but like a new driver. I would never buy a brand new driver for myself because they're so expensive and mine works fine and I can play without it. But it is something that it'd be nice to have at some point.
That's good. I've bought my husband golf clubs. But there are also things. Let me ask you this question. Do you want your wife to buy you something that you would rather shop for yourself?
I don't know.
Can I tell you what I am going to do here?
As long as he's not listening.
He already knows. Oh, okay. The should it be a surprise thing is an after the fact question.
Okay.
You guys have both eaten Jared Fry's cooking.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's good.
Yes.
He's very good at cooking. We haven't had a grill in some time. The grill has deteriorated. It's probably like 6 or 7 years old. He's replaced the innards of the grill before and it needed to be done again. He wants a pellet grill. Do you know anything about pellet grills?
Yeah, I got one.
No.
Man card? Here. Just kidding. I had it anyway.
Yeah, where
he really wants a pellet grill. I don't know where to go to buy a pellet grill. So if you're listening right now and you know where I should go buy a pellet grill or take my husband tonight to go look at them, comment on the YouTube channel, email me at anniefryshow@gmail.com, fry with an E. I asked him. I'm like, I want us to go get this together. But I can't buy that for him. If he's cooking on it, doesn't he want to pick it out?
Well, I would think so. I would. And like you were saying, I could take him to go buy it.
I'm gonna take him to go buy it, Brad. Me.
Okay. You take him to go buy it. What my advice would be is make it a date night.
Well, we're going tonight.
So, you know, take him out for his birthday and then pick out the present. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, is that something that you would want to pick out yourself? Like,
for
hey,
sure.
Your gift is we're going to spend this amount of money, which is going to be a chunk of change.
So you guys are going to go get it together? That seems like the right way.
I'm just going to basically stand next to him and hopefully, like a schoolboy, he's going to be giddy about getting something that he knows he's
skipping around.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I think I would like to get a new grill. I want a glorified.
What are you gonna do?
I
with
want
it?
A glorified version of a pellet grill.
This is the commercial in Weird Like Wiggins.
That sounds like a really good gift.
That's an excellent gift.
I always hesitate because I'm very practical in mind. I prefer practical gifts that to what we were saying before, like maybe they cost a little bit more, but I wouldn't buy it for myself, but I really want it, but I don't feel like I can spend the family's money on said thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the carve out for what I want as a gift. I don't want something that's completely impractical. I mean, if it's something really nice and thoughtful, I certainly will cherish it and enjoy it, but practical is completely okay. But I always feel bad being like, so here, you're going to go pick out your birthday present and we're going to spend our money on it. But at 42, is that just what happens?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, more.
I really tried hard not to talk him into getting our new couches. that is really what I want, because our couches, man, kids are so hard on furniture. So hard on furniture. I need a place to go buy couches, and I need a place to go buy a pellet grill, and I need advice on where to go, which I will circle back after you guys ask some questions. I have another question about this evening. Next question.
How did you celebrate being honored as one of the top shows by Barrett Media?
Let you trash me by making promos.
Oh, thank you very much. I just didn't know if there was any other way.
How did I celebrate?
That you celebrated, yeah. You know, pop some champagne, buy a grill.
We are the number 6 in the country midday show in a mid market, mid squared.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, that was my celebration.
That was it? Okay.
Now listen, Jason Barrett, I used to work with Jason Barrett at 590 The Fan when I was initially started in radio. I served as Frank Cusimano's intern. Frank is the best of the best. Absolute wonderful, wonderful person. I was incredibly blessed to get into the industry working under Frank Cusimano. But Jason Barrett was the PD over there, and then he ended up making, like, essentially Barrett Media is a trade. And I don't know. It shocks me that people know we exist at all. And I'm not trying to be like faux humble about it. It's really surprising to me when people say that they listen to the show. And so when we find out that we're the number 6 midday show in the country, mid-market, I've said to you guys a million times, when I won that Gracie, I just assumed nobody else applied.
Well, that's actually why I thought this one was cool, is that there was no application. You didn't send in a reel. You didn't do it. They just knew we listen enough.
I think they have
know.
40 people. I think the number was 40 program directors, brand managers, industry professionals that vote across all products. That's how it's decided. They never ask us to submit, like you're saying. It's just the industry voting on who they think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 5 spots to improve.
And my goal for this coming year is to find out who are the 40 people voting.
What are you going to do for them?
I'm not sure yet. I think I might just show up and do a little little song and dance for them.
I'm sure that will really help our cause.
Yeah, no
hey,
kidding.
This is Ryan from the Annie Fresh Show.
Maybe you should just pretend you're from different shows.
Hey, you know where I'm from? Cincinnati.
Obviously. How'd you celebrate?
With a bottle of Chianti.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out.
It's just classic.
Mm-hmm. We went out and we... you ever heard of Dom Perignon?
No, never heard of that.
No?
Have you?
No, we didn't have anything like that. I was just wondering if you'd heard of it.
Brad?
I've heard of it.
Next question.
Next question. Let's see here. What is a movie you could watch over and over and over again without getting tired of?
Greatest Showman. Moulin Rouge. Maverick.
Ryan?
Wet Hot American Summer.
Why?
Because it's just so dang funny. It was made in 2000, and it's like a camp, 80s camp movie parody, and it is just super funny. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, it's this is going to sound really weird, but it's A League of Their Own. There's something about the older sibling, younger sibling relationship that goes on in there that I just kind of get, and it's just kind of fun to watch and to understand what, as an older sibling, what was going on behind the scenes of that whole movie.
Where the line where Tom Cruise goes, "We're gonna win," after he sees Dottie is there, I say that all the time, and it's just, "We're gonna win." My husband knows what it's about, but next question, me. We're going to shop for a grill tonight, and I need your suggestions on where to go get a pellet grill. I know that my husband's looked at them in the big box stores where we live, like the Lowe's and the Home Depot. He's looked at that. I just would like to maybe potentially go to a place that just does this, or if there's a place that is in the Metro East that I can go shop and we can look at other options that aren't as mainstream. That's what we're looking for. But we're also going to dinner at Andrea's.
Oh, hey, good for you.
I've never been.
Really?
Really.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I hope so. I can't imagine that it's anything other than spectacular.
Do you know what you're going to get yet?
That's my question.
Oh, okay.
What should I get?
Okay.
What
Brad,
are my
go
options?
First. Brad, go first.
Well, my wife loves the
All
prime
sauce.
Rib. She loves the prime rib, but if that's not your style of steak or meat or anything like that, I would think you would like the filet. It's a leaner cut. There's no bones in it.
I know what the filet is.
And it's just amazing. They prepare it like nobody else does.
I'm a filet mignon eater anytime we go to a steak place. That's generally my go-to order. What about sides? Well, you tell me what should I get the filet?
That's what I always get.
Prime rib is not my
Well, actually, last time I got their tuna was really, really good.
That's
oh, man, that's
either.
Amazing.
But I almost always get the filet. And I always get the large filet because it's just massive.
The filet?
Yeah. You'll never see a filet that big. If you really want to just be
that
impressed.
That is the most dude thing ever to say about a steak.
Well, it's true.
I won't eat.
You want to eat a full large filet?
Well, like a 6-ounce steak is usually what a filet is, right?
Yeah.
It depends on where you go.
I, generally speaking, consider meat servings and 4-ounce servings. Deck of cards-ish. But there's nothing wrong with that. And it's a compliment to Andrea's that that's what it is. But I am not going in there looking for... I want like 6 or 7 bites of the best steak I've ever had.
Well, then get the small filet. That's 8 ounces still, though. Because their large filet is 12 ounces. Is
yeah,
so
I don't
big.
Need, I don't need that. My husband might do prime rib. He loves to get a good prime rib. Is that
their prime rib is again, like, I mean, it's fantastic, but it's 24 ounces. It's enormous. The sides all come with it, which is nice because you don't have to like buy everything a la carte. So you just order a meal. But their house dressing on their salad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So their steak comes with sides?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
A lot of steak restaurants, is
right.
You buy the steak, it's
yeah, no,
$45,
it comes
$60 or something. And then you got to buy potatoes on the side.
Right.
How many sides do you get with the steak?
I think you get one regular side and then like your choice of salad. So
like that. What side should I get? Are they famous for anything in particular?
I mean, their baked potatoes
yeah.
are great.
Yeah.
It's a potato, so it's not as if you've never had a potato, but they're just big. I mean, everything's just like, you just get so much food.
Yeah, but like if you get it, you can get it loaded and,
yeah.
you know, with the sour cream and the chives and the
I really like their asparagus too, and they have mixed vegetables and stuff. You can get all of those if you're trying to be a little less carby. But the salad, they have not only their Andrea's steak sauce for the steak, but their salad dressing is really unique too. So mm-hmm. try that.
Yeah, for sure.
Try it.
All right. Andrea's tonight for my husband's 42nd birthday. And we got to go shop for a grill. I think our dinner reservation is at 7:30 maybe. So we're going to try to sneak by somewhere beforehand if we can after we've got a volleyball practice. People are saying a place called Hearthside. Hearthside? How do you say that? Give me your suggestions and email me. AnnieFryShow@gmail.com. Someone said Farm and Home and get a pit boss. All right. We'll see.
I mean, technically, you could just go outside and light the deck on fire and cook some food.
No, that deck is new.
Yeah, and it's probably treated lumber. You don't want to cook on that.
True.
Next question real quick before we take a break.
Yeah, next question. Actually, this was my next question even before you asked about Andrea's. If you could eat any dessert, consequence-free, what dessert would you pick?
Maybe cheesecake. I like cheesecake.
Is there anywhere in particular that you like cheesecake from?
Or maybe ice cream. I'm an ice cream person, but I'm an ice cream snob. I have an ice cream story. I don't know. Just a really good cheesecake.
Cheesecake Factory is really,
There's
really
got to be a dessert at Disney World that I would like to eat consequence-free, but I'm...
You having trouble finding it?
I just like all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick one.
Yeah, they don't have bad ones there. Brad?
Mine is apple pie, hot apple pie, a la mode with a scoop of nice vanilla ice cream on there.
Maybe, honestly, my daughter's Num Num cookies.
Those are amazing.
But you guys have both tried.
Thanks for those for Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like your own personal cookie bar cake.
Those are massive.
They're so big, but they...
I'm going to tell Andrea to serve those.
Num Num cookies, that's something from The Incredibles. And in The Incredibles 2, Mr. Incredible, because Mrs. Incredible is gone working, just gives his kid cookies to just, like, get him to behave. Totally relatable. I'm probably the cookie giver in our house. And so they have these Num Num cookies that you can get at Disney World. And they sent out for Christmas, they sent out recipe cards for some of their key things. And we made that. And it's transcendent chocolate chip cookie recipe. And we make them. And I would say they are 6 inches in diameter, would you say? Maybe an inch tall?
Yeah.
They weigh 1,000 pounds a piece.
So good.
They're hard to carry to my car.
Did you enjoy though?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Yeah. What we got through most of them, I think, before they started to get a little hard.
Yeah. Chocolate chip cookies, or they have chocolate chips in them, chocolate chunks in them.
Mm-hmm. But they're a commitment. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna,
that's what you say.
Like, okay,
if you're saying guilt free, eat that whole sucker.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna sit down and eat chocolate chip cookies, if you eat 5 chocolate chip cookies after they're made in your house, it's probably the equivalent.
Of one of those?
Num Num?
No, no.
You think it depends on how big you make your cookies.
Yeah, if you're making like big classic cookies, if you're getting the little Chips Ahoy ones, you probably eat a whole package.
No, I'm saying if you're making homemade cookies in your house
and
you're dropping cookies to bake, this is probably the equivalent of maybe a half dozen cookies.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
in one.
And so it's just like its own little personal thing. It's delicious. All right, we can take more of your questions when we come back. I'm going to go through the comments on YouTube right now and write down all of the different suggestions for us to go get a grill. We'll probably hit up as many as we can that are around the Andrea's area tonight. So looking forward to going to Andrea's. My first time. I'm excited. Maybe it's the filet for me. We'll see. More questions when we come back. Well, you can tell everybody. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're in the midst of a few Ask Us Anything questions in our next question segment here. I'm asking for suggestions. My husband turns 42 today. Happy birthday, sweet husband of mine. And what does the 42-year-old want for their birthday? We're going to try to shop for a grill for him tonight because he's wanted one for a while. And so we're going to try to make that a possibility. And we've looked at the basic places like the Lowe's and the Home Depot's, and we're going to Andrea's tonight to eat. Very excited about that. Steak dinner or something he definitely wants, and he doesn't have to cook it himself. That's great. So give us suggestions on where we should go and shop.
Yes. Carrie said Collinsville Barbecue Supply.
Okay, I'm writing
so
these down.
So check that out, too. I know right where that's at, too. That's in
Collinsville?
It's in Collinsville, just in case.
That checks out.
Check out their Maryville location.
Like the main street or whatever.
Oh, maybe. Originally they were in the...
I'll just Google it.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
You know, you go six steps past...
exactly.
You know,
next question, Ryan, you go.
Next question. If there is... This is a terrible question to ask with the weather the way it is. All a little bit warmer today. If there is a yard sale, what percentage of the time are you stopping when you pass a yard sale?
Every time that I have time.
Really?
100%
of the time
when I have time, which is not usually, but if I'm out and about on a Saturday morning or even a Friday evening, I'm stopping and looking. If I can squeeze it in, I'm doing it.
Brad?
0% of the time.
Really? You never go?
Maybe 1%, but most likely 0. I'll just drive by them. I am not a yard sale person.
I'll stick with 0. I never go to yard sales either.
Why not?
I don't know. There's just... my mindset has always been, I don't need the stuff that other people are looking to get rid of.
Just wait until you're super broke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already there.
You need clothes like Raggedy Andy?
I got no problem with secondhand stuff. I mean,
I don't either.
90% of my kids' wardrobe, somebody else has worn.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm probably at a 50% because I will do the slow drive-by every time to see. Because sometimes you drive by a yard sale, and it's not very good. You know, it's not very big. It's like three tables out. Like, I'm not going to get out and walk around awkwardly and realize that I don't want that plate and then have to pretend like I'm looking for another couple of minutes to make it not awkward.
Do you feel like you owe them some sort of like, oh, you have really nice things?
Something.
You don't.
I know that I don't, but if they're right there and they're watching you, it gets a little awkward sometimes. But I do stop a lot. So,
next question.
All right. So, what is a phrase or something that somebody will say that always makes your eyes roll?
Let that sink in. It's like, yes, please. My brain works so slow. I need a minute to let your brilliance sink into my dopey head. Anyway. Hey, you asked.
If we weren't FCC regulated, I would say a line right there.
Good job for restraining.
Yeah, thank you. I you know what? I should just say it FCC and let Brad director. Dump it. Like, Brad, here's what's going to happen. We said this yesterday on the show. It's when somebody claims that they know somebody's superpower is hospitality or whatever.
Like their superpower is fill in the blank. The superpower line is
yeah,
what you hate.
Yeah. Oh, their superpower is.
What's yours?
Is PowerPoint presentations. Like, no, that is not a superpower. Let's really talk about superpowers here, because even Batman kind of gets a pass. You don't have any real superpowers to me. But if you're starting to claim that her superpower is picking out a great wardrobe, you've really lost me.
Can someone's mind not be a superpower?
If they can move things with it kinetically,
telekinesis.
Then yes.
If it's not that,
anything
if it's not
shy
super
of that,
intelligence.
You can plant thoughts in my head that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
You
want to
know what my superpower is?
No.
It happened again this morning.
Being a kind human being.
I will wake up. Thanks. That's sweet of you. You know what yours is? Sarcasm.
If this is anything shy of, I will wake up and somehow I'm floating above the bed. It is not a superpower.
I can wake up. I do it every single day. I wake up 1 minute before my alarm goes off. Every single day. If I set my alarm for 8:05, I wake up at 8:04. I have an internal clock that is a superpower.
You know what that is? That is impressive.
Thank you.
That is not a superpower.
I feel like super. That's a curse.
I think you're just mad that you don't have a superpower.
Here's the way that you judge it. If they were handing out real superpowers, like mm-hmm. everybody got one, mm-hmm. and yours was that thing, would you be disappointed? And the answer is yes.
That's fair. Do you have a superpower?
No. I don't have a superpower. I'm very likable.
You sound like a leftist victim.
Your ability?
Maybe that's your superpower. You're whiny.
Victimhood.
For attention.
Your ability to accurately break down snack cakes, I would argue, is a superpower.
No, you would argue that
this
incorrectly.
Is what he hates. Brad, do you have
I'm
a phrase
I'm very
good
you hate? At that, though.
Yeah, it's anytime somebody starts off explaining something with, well, as a, and then fill in the blank, as a parent, as a nurse.
That's a really good one.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody leads with that, it's like, okay, what you're trying to do right now is shut down conversation, and my opinion isn't valid because I am not whatever you just said as a.
I think I do that all the time.
And
well, as a conservative talk show host.
Well, because what I would say as a parent versus what I would say as a politically minded person or talk show host would be different things from time to time. So I think that the clarification, I bet I do that all the time. Sorry.
Well, as a citizen of this country and of this world, I think that we need to be talking about, and I've said this on this show this week, beach erosion.
Your superpower is bologna sausage.
That's fair.
I'll let that sink in.
Ooh.
Ethan, you have, no,
as a co-host on the Andy Fry Show,
do you have a
I
phrase?
Accept that.
Yeah, like 60% of anything my dad says.
I thought you were going to do like a Yogi Berra thing.
No. So I have one specifically. So my dad, as we've talked about a couple of times, has been an athletic director at Civic Memorial High School now for 5-6 years. And somewhere along the line, the power that he holds in this position got to his head where,
dude,
where specifically with his family with us kids.
Does he say to you as
an athletic
director?
No, but close. I would argue that this is even worse, where he will.
Is your dad, are you going to get in trouble? Are you going to get grounded?
No,
you
because he embraces this. He embraces
okay, this
hardcore.
Is a thing.
Yes. And he will say, like, explain, like, why he can do certain things. You know, I can do that because I'm the freaking AD. That's what he'll say. Because I'm the freaking AD.
That is such a middle-aged man thing to do. Like, but that's the one you've arrived and you're like, it doesn't matter what I say. I'm the freaking whatever. I am what I am.
And it started with just, like, school-related stuff, athletic athletic director related
stuff. But now it's like he comes
now
home and he wants to eat ice cream for
anything.
Dinner and he can.
And he'll say, because I'm the freaking AD. So now, thank God, he's retiring this spring. So this
you know
is
what he's going to say? I was the freaking AD.
Probably. So for Christmas, we got him a hat that says TFAD on it. And then we got him a shirt that said TFAD 2019 to 2025 on it.
That's
so
great.
I'm
it's
thankful
like
that that is going away. But my God, I roll my eyes every
stop.
Single time.
He's going to replace it with a new dad thing.
Well, that will definitely happen. That's why I started with the 60% of anything he says.
But. As a former athletic director. next question. You guys got one?
Just real quick. What is your favorite ride in the whole world?
The ride home.
Mm. Does that count?
As a mother.
Safely transporting my children.
Arriving at home to my children who are still small, who when I open the door, they go, Mommy! And they run up to me. That ride home, I cherish.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Man. Thank you.
You don't
some
really
say my
love
superpower
itself,
is really
though.
Bringing it home.
No, I wouldn't.
Not going to lie, guys. I love the Batman at Six Flags.
That's what I'm asking. What's the ride? I don't care about when you arrive home.
That's not your favorite ride. It's mine.
No, it's the Velocicoaster at Universal.
Sweet. Nice
that
one,
one's
dude.
Awesome.
Nice one. Fist bump.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Well, I haven't rode that one, so up to this point, my favorite ride is the Tron ride at Disney. There's just something cool about the launch, and then once you launch, you're in the immersed environment that is Tron in a light cycle
You've
race.
You both
That's
described
cool.
similar rides. They're both very, very fast takeoffs.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Annie?
I already told you, and you mocked me.
I don't believe you.
You don't?
No, because you like the end of the ride. You don't even like the ride.
Heck no, I love the ride.
You're
I'm
like
in the car by myself and those annoying brats aren't yelling at me the whole time.
But then you're excited when you get home to see the brats.
No, it's the perfect juxtaposition.
How does that make sense?
Peace and quiet, my own sound on the radio of music that I like or news that I want to listen to, uninterrupted. Peace, quiet, I can turn it off and just listen to the nice hum of the road.
You drive slow, like on purpose.
Sometimes. I don't know. It's going to take me 30 minutes to get there. No, it is. I have a video. I'll show you guys this video of what it was like in my house the other night. It was so noisy. I couldn't believe it. So I took, I can't share it. It's not for that. And I look around and I go, one day it will be super quiet in this house and I will miss every bit of the dirt, the fingerprints, the noise, the yelling. But I also like the ride home. I convinced you, didn't I?
No, it was a really good end to the segment, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so we can just let that
just pick
rise.
That barf up and put it back, Ethan.
I was mocking Ryan.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. You want to